Teres Kainim says, V'tam l'rikei chachem, speaking about that he wrote a nadin for his daughter, and his daughter was nifta shivishimei amishte, so he lost her daughter and lost money. Now, according to the Rabbi Netam, he didn't lose any money. I mean, that's what the Rabbanon say. Ahi osik Rabnosen. So that's going according to Rabnosen. Rabnosen says that he has to pay everything. He doesn't hold of this umdenim. Inami kerabonon umayri shachosen murzik bo. We understand what we mentioned before. The whole Rabbeinu Tam was, that Rabbeinu Tam says, if you have to schlep out a nadin from the shver, then there's a svara to say, he never was mechay himself to give a nadin if there's no door anymore. If he got already the nadin, so finish. This is not an umdana to be mighty moment from the chosen after he got it. So umdana, I didn't mean to give. If land up that his daughter won't derive any benefit from it. B'tzorich iyun, shloyik shel Rabbeinu Tam de lekamon bereish afalpi, bucher de rabbonen nami ozli boser umdene de chito. The maskones hagemore is an afalpi, what was the first mahalach? The first mahalach, the Rabbeinu Tam said that the first losh of the Gemara was Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah is also Basar Umdeneh, and the Chachomim are not Ozel Basar Umdeneh. So therefore, Rabbi Nosson holds like the Chachomim, and you don't go Basar Umdeneh, and the Chachomim hold like Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah. The Gemara says over there that the Rabbanon also go Basar Umdeneh the Chita. So what's the havamin? What's the first lashon of the Gemara? Boy, doch tzas we learned it by netam the mal lehaskim idei le didom idol idei. Abul mei maat kalle kamar abulozer mishum dulei niseis. The whole abulozer is because it was not nisun. Avoch the niseis loy. Boy, the kulu amayroi the lekamo mashme. The islo the bal yersha mishemosra of le shluchei abal. He says, the Gemara later would seem if there was a nisuin, and then she died, so the Baal gets the Nadin. Maybe it's been about that he got it already. If he got it already, so then he keeps it. Ubaraisa the Tani Hosum Lakama Nafa Pishik Sabosa Bvei Sabia Baala Yerusha, Osikirab Nosum. Shloikos avlo ella almenas lekainso. So here, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that this holy schayvus of Taisvus was only if he'll be kainso, to be chibus chupe, then he was mechayev himself. Ein lit moye besvore zois, bekam a mekaimis beshas motzino kein, such as svore, that his chayv is only, if there'll be chibas chupe, be im taima. Im kein, kol odom alekeach pore mechavere, venitrefo oi meiso, anan sadi shaloi amenas kein lokho. Now, let us explain Taisvus Kasha. Here, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, a person was machayv himself a Taisvus to the Kalah. Now, he dies before the Nisuin. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, this is chayvus was, I mean, if he would have known that he would die before the Nisuin, he never would have been machayv himself. Is only mechayv himself, amanas lekainso. So if he died before the nisuin, so there was no yischayvus. There never was a yischayvus if there won't be nisuin. So fektach taisvus, let's say a person buys a behemoth, the next day the behemoth dies with a heart attack. So, L'chaire, we'd ask him, if you would have known that the Behemoth would die the next day, would you have laid out $1,000 from the Behemoth? And I would have done such a thing, if I would have known. So here, so L'chaire, Meiser Odom in the Behemoth Oyen. There's no difference between an Odom and a Behemoth. When it comes to an Odom, we say, listen, if he would have known that he'd die before the Nesuit, he would be Mechaim himself. So, oh, I hear, if you would have known. So he's Chaivis. And here by the Behemoth, we say, if you would have, we ask him, if you would have known that the Behemoth is going to die, would you have ever bought the Behemoth? It's also the same thing. Afal Pikein by a Behemoth, the din is not like that. The din is, he stuck with the Behemoth. V'yesh loyma, so Tosfos answers, the Hossam, anan sadi, sheba'oise sofi koyorei tzolikonis. We have Anan Sadi, Shabaisa Sofa Kayaraitsa Likonis, Bafilo Imoimele Im Titra if Yeshlocha Lekabel Hefsit, Oyolaikha, Abolhocha Lekos of Klal Ki Imal Menas Lekainsoi, Beindatoi Klal Lahachnis Atzmoi Besofik. Now, Tosfos is saying, we'll explain the Tosfos as the Tosfos progresses, but the Val Tosfos is saying like this. That means if a questionnaire would be given to this Lekeach, Tabit, let me tell you facts of life. There is, in the insurance statistics tell us that 10% of behemoths can die suddenly with a heart attack. Now, I'm telling you, this behemoth, this is now a healthy behemoth, went to veterinarian, everything is good, but there's a 10% chance that the behemoth can die suddenly from a heart attack. Are you masking to buy this behemoth? No, so he realizes everything, this world is not a world of a person is assured that whatever he does, I mean, everything is a gamble. I mean, it's a 10% chance, he's saimach, I mean, whatever he has could be, who knows, I mean, so memele, he adaited the hoche, vashteitzach, he's masking, I understand, it could be a 10%, I'm hoping it won't happen, stomachopam, it doesn't happen, if it did happen, so, adaited the hoche, I bought it. So afilu, he would be been given a questionnaire, and asked this question before the kinyan, are you masking to buy this? I'm telling you, these are facts of life or death. And then he'd be masking. Masha enkein by an orus, he's making his chayvis of Tosfos. They ask him, what's going to be if you're going to die before? Shumai finished. That means he's not masking. He's only giving a taisvis only if there'll be nisuin, and if there won't be nisuin, he's not giving a taisvis. He's not, there's no such ischaivis. But we'll see a little later why we say this. It's not, but these are facts of life. That there, the zicha haskome mitzad lekeach to take this into consideration and still purchase the behemah. Masha'en came by an Oros was mechayev himself for kelt. He never is mechayev himself if such a thing will occur. V'chein ahu dezovin le'itzuchu le'izuzi. There was a mice, someone, there was a bargain for sale. Someone was selling a mansion for $50,000. Shame Shemaim. It's a veira not to buy it. Only problem was he didn't have $50,000. So he went and sold his house. And, he got $50,000. And he comes to the owner of the mansion. He changed his mind. Yishayim yishayim. So now he's stuck without a house. And, Nishka. So the Gemara says, Lahud is oven. Vleitzach leit lezuzi. Now he doesn't need money anymore because, the owner is not interested in selling the mansion. So they also, Zichach, I mean, Adaita, the Dahoch, he never sold his property. If Yenna will change his mind and not be interested in selling the mansion. V'hod ha-porich b'soif ha-goizel kameh, yevomeh shenoflo lifnei mukishchin. The Gemara asks, Akashe, yevomeh shenoflo lifnei mukishchin, Taipik belay chalitze. That if a husband died and she speaking about he died in Eresen, and now the Yovim is a mukeshchin, so the Gemara says so she shouldn't need chalitze. That died the hochilay kitcher. Afal gav the baises sofik mistama hoisa nichneses b'shas kedushin. That means, if she would have been, they would have asked her b'shas kedushin. Listen, what's going to be if I'm going to die? If the others will die, there's a 10% chance the others will die, and then you'll fall tamuk eshchin. You want kedushin? Mistama shezicha would have been machnes herself in this kedushin. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Leiporich Rosom, Ela Mishum Dabe Dumye Dekoma Rosom. Nosan Kesef La'anshei Mishmo Umeis Shehu Shelahem. Now let us just explain what it's speaking about. But the Mishnah says as follows. By Gezel Ager, the Ger died, and now a person, so the din is you bring the money, you give it to the Mishma, the Dmeya Gezel, and you also bring an Osham. Now, this person brought the money, and then he died. The Gazlan died before he had a chance to bring the Osham. So the Gemara says over there, so they said, they keep the money. So the Gemara asks, listen, if you wouldn't, he just gave the money, he wanted a kapore. Now, some say they should have the money, and Elton Shom kein kapore. Adaita doch, he never gave the money. Umasi kosom, so the Gemara says, shushalem. This is nosen kesef an shemishma mei shushalem. Umasi kosom, shmami no kesef mechape machze. Zarai, era kapore, hefoi kapore. Di loy mechape, if it's not mechape, loy me dadati dohochi loyoy. So Mamele, that's what the Gemara says over there. So this Yisod, that a person could say, if he would have known that he's going to die before bringing the Osham, so the whole Nesine is, Adaita Dohoche, he would never have given it. So Taisvi says, Dohoyel Ve'enai Toli Elo Benoisin, Yeshlono Laleches Acha Daitoi. That means there's one, his Nesine is up to him. That means he wants a kapore and thus, so Mamele, so he's giving money. Now, we'll ask him before, what's gonna be if you'll die after the Nesine before the Oshem. I died to Doch and never wanted to give money, but as some as they're giving money, it's limited to give money. I was giving the money for a kapore. If it'll come out, I won't get a kapore, so Adaita Doch, he never gave the money. V'kiven sheboi toli. So since the only thing, it only depends on him, he's the noisen. And if we say Adaita Doch, he wouldn't have given the money. Vadi deine reutze lekonis vishum sofik. So the hezicha, that means that's a non-sadi, that if he would have known that he's going to die, they would have given the money. V'loidomi l'loikeya chayfetz v'ira boy oynis. Do emrinin da daiti docho loikone mevatel amekach. So now what's pshat? Now Tosis is going to explain the yisod. That when a person buys a behemoth, and now something happened to the behemoth, they need totally bedas a koinu levade, the economy das makne, shloi hoya makne loy ledatoi, loy yeforish, loy yeforish. That means like this. That means you have to understand, when a person is selling a behemoth, there are two people involved. There's the makne and the koinu. Now, we'll pose a question. We'll ask the Makne, Rab Makne, what do you say if the poor will die tomorrow? You ask him to give back the $1,000, yeah, no, okay, $1,000. So the Machna Bishamoyvin is not maskim. I'm selling the poker for die. I'm selling you a healthy poker. Got a heart attack? Well, that's the gamble you have to take. I'm not maskim. So Mamela, the Machna Ezicha not maskim to give back the $1,000 because the poker died. So Mamela, so the Lekeach is purchasing this, realizing that the Machna is not maskim. So now, do you want to buy this knowing that the Machna is not maskim? Are you willing to give $1,000 knowing that there's a 10% chance that you might lose your $1,000 tomorrow? So that's what Tosi said before. Yeah, that means he's a maskim to take a gamble. That means if this is the only way he can buy a poreh, he's a bakochi anome. But when we're talking about a person is giving the tashlume gezel to the mishmo, so there pshat is he's the only baldova over there. So there we can say a sfora that he only gave it if he'll get a kapore. If he won't get a kapore, then adai to dochi never gave. Lochi por shaper mi yevome shenoflof neimukishchin. Mishum de bididot luyen akdushin, shabor ulono shahula yaakiv bishvil shum dova sheira acha misosai, ki ene choshes bema sheira acha. So the same thing, the husband doesn't mind, it's been about Erison over there. So we go over to the husband, we ask the husband, what will be if you'll die and shall fall tamu kishchin, so would you mind that it never should be kedushin? I understand her perfectly. He's not losing anything from this. So there won't be Kedushin. So Memele, so forget, Shizicha doesn't want, and he's also maskim. So if you have a mutual consent, so that was the Gemara's Kasha, so the Gemara says, so therefore she shouldn't need Chalitza. Olohochi loy porich meisha shenasa baila balmum teipik beloy get tadaita dohochi loy kitsha nafshikim the talinami bedas hamekadesh. But because over here, that means he's not maskim, that if he'll become a balmum, so if he's dead, so let's get him on, what's going to happen? But if he's alive, and now the Kedushin will become bottle, umafreya, that is not maskim. V'chein kolhani demaisa osom ein toli elo bidatoi. So it seems, Tosfos seems to be saying that there are certain things that if a person realizes that the transaction can only come about on this way, he's maskim. And that's what Taisa said before, if the behemoth will die. Something that it's only toli bidatoi, then we also say that there's a tnai. But it seems by ahide zovim liitzuch leizuzi, there it seems there's an ansadi that adaita doch he never meant it. That means, if this would occur, that means this is like spelling it out black and white, that here's an ansadi, they never would be maskim that the mechira should be chal if he won't be able to purchase the karka with which he needed the zuzi for. And the same thing it seems by adas lichnais, that means a person is never maskim, he'll never be maskim, afilu tzavayit esofik, that if he'll die, that she should ever get the Tosfos. So Tosfos makes these klolim. I would like to explain a little better the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam on the previous Tosfos. I saw in the Haflo, I think this is Pshat in the Haflo. The Rabbeinu Tam explains Pshat in Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson also is a Kabbalah ben Azariah. Lebosa hochi koma lamande yomar zoche, that Rav Nosson that holds that is zoche if she died after the Nisuin so he's zayche. Ve'ad kan lekamar abelaza ala mididei ledido. Abelaza only held mididei ledido le'akni lo ela manas le'kainzo mishem chibes chupe. He was only makne if there'll be knise because of chibes chupe. Ava midido ledidei. But that what the father is makne, the nadn to the chosn afalabalosa maida the dailomna beumdene shall chiten nesuin. There it's sufficient the umdene of chiten nesuin. Ava gavdike su umdene achine dailomna beumdene zu. Even the have midido ledidei. Bloy damili the rabalaza the have mididei ledido.
So I think the flaw means to say as follows. By Emerson, the criteria of Midide Ledido and the criteria from Midido Ledide are two different criterias. Midide Ledido, he wants Chibas Chupe. And Chibas Chupe, the Gemara says that's Laila Rishoina. Either means chibes bia, or even without the bia, chibes laila rishoina, but that is the, is only makna de toisvis if this will occur. And if this won't occur, for any reason whatsoever, let's say it'll be pilsonida or other cheshbainis, so then he wasn't makna de toisvis. He wanted a certain matzav. And if this matzav will not occur, he wanted chibas chupe. V'yavishayich hosam umdena achrine. And if there'll be another umdene, that means that since this didn't occur what he had wanted, so therefore he doesn't want to be maknet. Even though it's after the nisuin, so she won't be kind of the taisvis. Because he wanted chibas chupe. Segeitim on 11. Masha enkein, midido ledidei. That what the father's makna de nadin, the criteria is not chibas chupe. The criteria is chitun. And the flo says, afilo they won't be at all chibas chupe. It's mosra l'shluchei abal, which is also a type of nesuin. It's a type of chitun. So that's sufficient already. That means the reason for being makna nadin is chitun alone. You don't need the chibas chupe. So memela all other difficulties don't go into cheshbon. That means there was chitun already. I, the daughter, died. She won't be able to have a no anymore from the nechosim. These aren't important already. The criteria is chitun, and as long as there's chitun, there's das an hakno. Masha ein kein. By the case of Abba Lezer ben Azai, the criteria is chibas chupe. And chibas chupe, you need chibas chupe, and if there's no chibas chupe, there's no hakno of the taisvis.
We end up mem zayin amid alef ba'foras nedoreo minolon dechsiv binoreo beis aviyom. From this pasuk we see that the father hears a schus ha'foras nedorim. Zetrashi binoreo gabi ha'foras nedorim ksiv. Vohochi koma, binoreho, birshus oviyehi. Vichiteima, behed yeksiv, ki heini oviyo oiso. Ilav hai havam, so you see that the father's bekoyach lohof and idro. Ilav hai havamina biktana mishtoi. That the posseg is speaking about a ktana. Umekabel es gito, it said in the Mishnah further that the father's mekabel es gito, minolon, tersi, viyotso, vahoise. Iskish, yitzia lehavai. So just like we learned out from viyotso chinom, that
Ov is a Bailam to be Mekadish, his daughter, then we said, Iskish Abayis Ladodi, so now we learn V'yotza V'hoiso, so just like an Ov is Bekoyach L'Kabul, Ashtar Kiddushin, so he's Bekoyach L'Kabul, Aget Geirishin. V'eine Eichel Peiris B'chayeho. We had further in the Mishnah, that the Nechosim, that his daughter had Yashind, B'mishpachas Imom, the father does not have a schus achilos peiris. Tana rabbonim, ha'ov einei oichel peiris bechaye bita. That's like the Tana of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha'ov oichel peiris bechaye bita. B'mai kamiflegi, Tana kamisova, bishleim ebaot kinele rabbonon peiri. By a Baal, they were misakin aschus achilas peiris. Dim kain, because if he won't have aschus achilas peiris, mimna v'loi porik, so he won't be poidah. Ela'ov, ma'ikala meima, dimimna v'loi porik, he won't be poidah his daughter. V'lav ochi porik, he's a father. So Memele, so we don't have to give him an extra schus of achilas peiris in order to create a chiyuv of pidyon. They should be paid to him. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, sova of nami mimna v'loi porik. Sova kisa nikita ilava. She has money. She yarshened. From Mishpacha Simo, Tezel v'tifrek Navsha. So, we paid her from that money. I didn't derive any benefit from that money, they should be paid her from that money, and he'd be misalik himself from being paid her. What does Rashi say? Umimna v'loi porik. Fikach tikne loy peiris ki da omer lekamon upirkuno tachas peiris de lechlinu bal, but he has a schus to eat the peiris v'chol pidyoino, and because of this he olof, now he's mechuyev to be paid to her. Im rav im maat di amret linchinu. If we would say by the Baal that leave over the peiris, v'yifdua mehem im tiyeh shvuya, and this will be security, that means that her pidyon will, if she'll ever become a shvuya, will mourn from those peiris, zimnin delay molo, maybe it won't be sufficient. Above a hashta, now that we gave him a schus achilas peiris, yoiv mididay, now he's mechuyev to give from his own money. Then Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says that without a takon of peiris, the ov also won't be poide. Kisa nikita, kis molei mois yesh lo biskula, shez a kis molei mois. But heina leina nesi mehem. I didn't derive any benefit. Ato tivte satsmo. So let him be paid himself from this skula. Vim yechoser ani leyashlem. I won't be mashlem. Zog the Gemara weiter. Here in the Mishnah Nisais, Yeser olvabau, shoichel peiris, we were speaking about the schusim hanaisofim that the Baal has over the yov. Tonu rabono. Kosav lo peiris ksus pekelem sheyavoyu imo mi beis avio le beis bailo. They had written in the ksube, let's see what Rashi says. Kosev lo peiris ksus vekelim, posek lo ha'av bin dunioso, the av paskind for her nadin, Shetachnis lebailo, that she'll bring in with the nesuyin metaltalim, again peiros tlushim uksus vekelim vekosvon lo min ha'erisin. And this was written already in the ksube that. That's the it was written already in the Ksuba Seiris. Mesa. And now she died before, so Lemaisa will see, the Rashi brings down the Nusach, then Halas lay me base of Beyavua Kach Fakach. And the Shtar Ksuba, it writes the Nadin, what she's bringing in. But she died before the Nisuin. Leizocha habal bedvorim halolo. So he's not Zoiche. Esif never ended up with Nisuin, so he's not Zoiche. Mishum Rabbi Noson omru zocha habal bedvorim halolo. So the Gemara, what is the machloikis, Rabbi Noson and the Tanakame? Leime beplukte de Rabbi Loza ben Azarye ve Rabbonon kemiflegi. Desnan, nis almelo oinis garsho. In her ksube, the ksubes eresin, there are two inyonim which are added on in the ksube. There's a nadin that the father gives, and then there's a teisvis ksube that the husband is mechayiv himself. And here we're speaking about the ksube was written b'shas eiris, and that's how Rashi learns pshat. So in this ksube, anadin was written that she's bringing in this and this altsnadin. And in the same ksube it was written that he's mechayv himself to give a teisves. Nis armelo oynis garsho, bein min ha-nesuyin, bein min ha-erisin, goy ve-esakel. So the Tanakama holds, he was mechayv himself a teisves. This was written in the ksube b'shas erisin. So whatever was written in the ksube is mutl on him to pay. Since the teisves was written in the ksube, so memele, so he died, so he's mechuyev to pay everything that's written in the ksube, including the teisves. Rabbi Loza ben Azarya oimer min ha-nesuyin goy ve-esakel. If there was nesuin already, and then he died, then his goy v'asakel, then she mourns the taisves. Min ha'erisin, but if he died, min ha'erisin, psula goy v'masayim, palmone mone, shaloi kosov lo ella almenas lekainso. That there was a umdene, anan sadi, even though this was not written black and white in the ksube, but there's an umdene that this is chayves of toisves was only because of chibas nesuyin, chibas chupe. There's a standard ksube, that's monem esayim. Then there's dvorim, which the two tzodim are moisef. The chosn is moisef at toisves. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Azarya says that we have to understand that even though it wasn't written out, there's a non-sadi, that this Taisvus was only written El Almanas Lekainse, if there'll be Knesset, if there'll be the Suin, so then he's Mechayiv himself. It could be this Chayvus is Chal Mishas Eresen. That's, the Ksuba was written Mishas Eresen, but there's a Tnai. That means this is Chayvus is, should only be chal if later there'll be nesuin. If there won't be nesuin, he was never mechayim himself. So it's an understood tnai or umdene that's what he meant. That's what Rabbi Eliezer ben Azarya says. the Chachamim hold that there's no such umdene that the Baal in the Ksubit says he's machayv himself at Taisvis, so he owes at Taisvis. That's what it said. It didn't say anything in the Ksubit, a certain condition. So the, and now we have here a similar machloikis, mitzad his chayvis of the ov to the chosl. He was machayv himself an adam. So memele, do we say that this his chayvis was only made adaita that there'll be nisuin? If there'll be nisuin, so memele he's giving an adam. If they won't end up with nisuin, that means if his wife, if his daughter dies before, that's what took me here, Mesa. And if the woman is soon, he wasn't machayev himself. That's what the Rabbanan holds, and Rabnosan holds, no. So it would seem we have here a similar machloikis. Is there an umdene? Is there an umdene that this is chayvis was given under certain conditions, even though the conditions were not written out, but it's an understood umdene. So the Gemara says, Leman de Omar lo izocho. Now, so according to the Rabbonon that hold that he's not zoiche in the Nadim, Rabbeloze ben Azayim, Uman de Omar zoche, Rav Nosin that says zoche, ke Rabbonon. He says, we have here mutual additions to the ksube, and so mistamed, we have the same svaris. Is there an umdene or is there not an umdene? That's what the Gemara first wanted to say. So the Gemara's matra loy de kul almek Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Now everyone holds like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Man da omar loy zoche. So the man Yoma that says that the husband is not zeich and the naden if she died before the nisuin, a kabbaloza ben azayi, that's poshit. O man the oma zoche ad kan leikoma kabbaloza ben azayi, elo mididei lidido, that's on his ischaivis. Shleikos of lo elo menas lekainso, that is an ansadi. That this taisvis was only because of chibas chupe. So memele, if he dies before the nisun, Izicha never was mishabed himself to pay a taisvis. Avo midido ledide, afle rabbeleze ben azaye moide, the mishum ichtunihu. The naden is because of the chitun, which occurs b'shas eirisin. They became emechotonim. That means there was an erison. So, Poshet, the Gemara means to say that these are different ischaivasin, and you have to know what is an iker ikuv in the ischaivas. So, it could be by the ischaivas of Taisvis, that's totally in Chibas Chupe. The schaives of Naden is because of the chituns of the chitun b'shas erison. So that's sufficient. That's what Rav Nosson holds, and the Rabbonon hold that no, that the schaives was not because of chitun, because of chibas chupe. So memele, if she dies before the chupe, there never was a schaives of a Naden. Let us see Rashi. Because of law peiris ksus vekelim, posik law of bin dunioso, the of paskind, he was peisik, he was mechayv himself in her naden, shetachnis labayla metaltalin, ki goin peiris lushin, ksus vekelim, because of law min haerisin, this was written min haerisin, umeisa beerisin, so the Tanakama old, so he wasn't zeiche. Lema beplukte, the man the yoma bala yoyrish nidunioso mina erisin abnosen. That holds that the bal gets the naden kerabonim. Kerabonim, domri im meisu, if he dies goyve sakel, she's goyve everything. Mone mosayim v'toisvis. Almeg subosa kaimo kilini says. That means the hischaivison of the ksube are the same, just as if there would have been the sun. This means that the ksuba was written b'shas eirison, and there's no difference if there wasn't a sun, there wasn't a suin. So therefore, im meisa ihi nami yoris iyuni dunye. Sha'afi b'soi chashtar nichteve. This was also written in the shtar eirison. The hochi kasvinen, do ne dunye da nahalas le mi bei avua kach ve kach, utzvi vo oisif lo mi dilei kach ve kach. Na agav uche, son shiure Rav Shmuel, das mit dritt vo also the months this, Rashi says, Esis Rav Nosson says that the Nadin belongs to the Chosin. The Mandi, Osarashi says, the Mandi Omer Bale Yoyrish Nidios Min Eiris in Kerabono. And Rashi says again, Imeisa Ihi Nami Yoris Ihu Nidunye. Rashi mentions two times a loss in Yerusha. Now, this is very schwer, and Oris doesn't yash in anything. This Choschus Yerusha comes from the Suin. So, they say the Loshin Yerush is Lavdavke. I mean, he gets it out from Matonet. That was from the Hischaivis of the Av to the Choson, that he's giving it not a Yerusha. It means he gets it. That this was given to him. This is Nichsei Tzayim Barzel, and this was given to him. This is his. Not als Yerusha. The Gemara says, Namonol Kain Godol, if he gave her a get, or if he died, she has a right to mon back the Be'en. That's a schus that she has to. If it's full Be'en, she can mon it back. But Kozman, he didn't die, didn't give her a get, it's mamish his. If updates in Basel are eichlen betrum if he's a koyim, so Yerush is loved after. Man the oma loizoche ki rabbe lozo, the oma leikosav loksube ella the taisvus that was written the ksube ella manas lekoinza umana masayim the tikin lo rabbonon who the isla the mona masayim that's a takana the rabbonon. That isn't totally in Chibas Chupe. Aber the Taisves, the Taisves was only written, Amanas Lekonsa, is Ihinami, Lekosvo Loi, Vidone Dunya Danahalas Loi, so the Nadin, which she wrote, is also El Amanas Chibas Nesuin, the same thing. Then the Gemara says, Kul alme krabeloze ben azaye, Tavayu hanach tanoidel el krabeloze ben azaye, the paskin in hilchese kibose lekam. And that's what the Gemara wants to say, they both are krabeloze ben azaye. Medidei ledido mashe chosen poisik lekale biksubosom, that's sicher is totally in knisa, amanas lekainso. And what she's mechayev to him, that already is a shaila, is there such an umdene, was it also written, if there'll be knisa, or filo could be the chitun, that exists b'shas eresin, is enough of a sibe that the av is mishaben himself to give the nadin. Let us see Taisvis. The Taisvis Kosovlo Peiris Ksus Vekela. Lemai de Muki Bekuntres Hach Bereise Min Ha'erisen. Rashi says that this Bereise is speaking about Min Ha'erisen. The Kosovlo Min Ha'erisen, Rashi says. Hodik Toni Lekamon. Holcho shluchei ha'ov im shluchei ha'bal. This is on the Agmodaf Memchesem at Beza Baraisa. Holcho shluchei ha'ov im shluchei ha'bal. Now we have to realize, holcho shluchei ha'ov im shluchei ha'bal is gematria, there was no nesuin, because the nesuin is, she's given over to the shluchei ha'bal. If she's being escorted by the shluchei ha'ov, so there's no nesuin yet. No, fine. Holcho shluchei ha'ov im shluchei ha'bal, meisa, and then she died, so b'kitzer, there was no nesuin, there was only erisin, and she died, Ovio Yersho, so the Nadin belongs to the father. Now we just said this is a machloikis, the Chachomim and Rab Nosen. Zosi Kerabonon. So we have to say that Parais is going according to the Chachomim. That the Nadin was only given for Nisuin. Ubi Umiyo bin Nisuin. But what happens if there was Nisuin already? Kul alma meide. Then everyone is meide that what? That he gets a kediktoni b'seifa dahi. Peinir la Rabbeinu Tam. Now the Rabbeinu Tam does not like Rashi's pshat. And he has a few kashas on Rashi. Number one. The e min ha'erisin. If this whole sugya is speaking about that the Nadin was written mina erisin, lama kova amasnisin dahoche da'iri beniseis. Niseis yesa olav habal sheicha peres bechayel. Our Mishnah speaking about this chusim that abal gets after nisuin. We're differentiating the chusim that the ov has, the chusim that the bal gets, and we're speaking about nisuin. And all of a sudden, Niseis Yeser of Rabar Shemoichel, Tono Rabbonon, now the Gemara starts clearing a shayla, if he was Mechayv himself on Nadin, B'Shas Eresin, and she dies before the Nisim, does he get it? So how does this come into our sugi? We're speaking about Niseis. Ba'oit. Question number two. Amai zoche la Rab Nosson. What is pshat according to Rab Nosson? Oktoni shekosav sheyavoyu ima mi beis avio le beis bailo. That's the Loshna Gemore. Kosav lo peiris ksus vekelim sheyavoyu ima mi beis avio le beis bailo. So it said, "Klo sheyavo that they'll come le mi beis avi le beis bailo. It should come together with her mi beis ima mi beis avi le beis bailo." So here, it's not there's no shaykes with umdenis over here. It's written black and white. That's where the Megillah Shleima says. It's understood that it should come. It wasn't written. I mean, Rashi brings down Taka the Nusach. Don't do you the honest like me base, me bay avua. She's bringing this, me bay avua. It doesn't say it's a zoiklo. Voleibo, void, the masik. Now, the Gemara feels ois. That is a svara to say, what's the svara of Rab Nosson that he does get a nadin? Mishum ichtuniyu. And here there was chitin. The ibe erisin, if we're speaking about erisin, erisin lehebe kori chitun. Ella ikruvi daito. Kidulakamon bereish afopi. When the Gemara speaks about erisin, that's called ikruvi daito, not chitun. Chitun is gematri nesuin. So, according to Rashi here, chitun means erisin. But afal gav, so it's akasha, so we talk about erisin and you say chitin. You use the wrong terminology. But afal gav de bepeire ka noise koma, kama ato noise in lebitro kach vekach, de aire be erisin. And that's dvorem hanikne ba mire bi ano de ichatni adodi gomri umakno ba mire. So we're talking about Eresin, and we say there's a Gemiras Das,
the chatnu adodi. So you see, claw, that the lashon of chitun applies by eris, and also that Gemara is speaking about chitun, and the Gemara says that by he anodi chatni adodi gome makni bamir. So you see, erisin is also called chitun. That's a kasha and the rabbeinu time. We shleim adachi pusha be anosh yevoyu lipsayf lidei chitun nesuin gomri makni adodi apishas erisin. But the word chitun is only used when we speak about nisui. V'nire l'rabbeinu tam. So memela, yes, three kashas, if it's been about erisin, doesn't come into the sugya. And the other kashas, it says v'feirish nisui. V'nire l'rabbeinu tam. Tahach bereise b'nisuyin mairi. This bereise is speaking about, he wrote anadin, by the Nisuyin. And there was Nisuyin. The time the Leizoche Latane came. So why isn't he Zoyche? So there was Nisuyin and she died after Nisuyin. No, so, I mean, what else do you want? The time the Leizoche Latane came, Mishum Danan Sadi, the ain't das of Litain the Dunyazu Alamanas, Shetahene Bito Mimeno Kamayabal. That this Nadin was given, that his daughter also should be able to derive benefit. Right after the Nisuin, she died. So Memele, the Nadin was not given a diet. That means a diet to Doch, he never gave a Nadin. Ule, there's an umdene like that. He's giving a Nadin, he's masking to give a Nadin, but under the understanding that both will be able to derive benefit from it. Nebuch, she died right after the Nisuin, so... He died to the Ochi, he never was Mechayiv himself. There's an umdene like that. Ula Rab Nosen, so what's the svar of Rab Nosen? Lesla umdene. He doesn't hold you go basa umdene. Whatever you speak out, you speak out. But this svar that als the lomdes an ansadim dvorim shebelibe beleif kolodim tzkilu hisner, he doesn't hold all this. If he said, if he made it tonight, he made it tonight. If he didn't speak out, it's gone. Less layumdene. So memele. So there was a schayves in the ksube. There was an issuin. It's finished. It was och abal. Become a leime de beplute de rabbeloser v'rabbonon kemiflegi. The man the yomah loyzoche k'rabbeloser. The chachomim that say that the bal wasn't zoyche. So the chacham hold like Rabbelozo. Do you go basarum dene? Rabbelozo also said, it said in the shtar he's mechayv himself taisvis, and if he died before the nisuin, there's no taisvis. Now how does this come about? Because Rabbelozo goes basarum dene. So memele, so the chacham also go basarum dene. Fragt doch Teus, was wafel gab, du hu der Rabbeloser bei Eres und bei Hoche bei Nisuin. Ich meine, was ist der Zustell? Heißt Rabbeloser speaking about that he wasn't Mechaib himself Teus, was if there won't be Nisuin. And here we're speaking about that he wasn't Mechaib Naden bin Nisuin if his daughter won't live to derive benefit from it. So, What's the Zustell? Leitrashi is very good. Leitrashi was speaking about Eresin and Fakert. The Yischaivis was, if there'll be Nisuin. That's what Rabbi Lozab and Isaiah says. Now what the Chumim says, Chum is speaking about the Yischaivis of Nadin. Rabbi Lozab and Isaiah is speaking about the Yischaivis of Taisvis. So Fakert, it's a Zustell. Here we're talking about two different things. Mikoma ki medam lohu ki hege de ozel rabbeloz baser um de ne. But it's one machlokes. Do you read the words kiksavam or do you read between the lines? Do you make um de ne? Do you the ki hege de ozel rabbeloz baser um de ne? The lekosav ella almenas lekayin. So he didn't write this down. This was not written in the ksube. He wrote his b'pishas erusin is mechayv himself at taisus, but you read between the lines. Hachinami basarum dene shaloi kosav el al menashe tehene bitoi. So the first The first Mahalach and the Gemara is beautiful. It's a Machloikis Tanoim. Do you go Basar Umdene? Don't you go Basar Umdene? It's a Machloikis Rabbalosim and Asai in the Rabbonon. And here's a Machloikis the Rabbonon and Rabnos. The Basar Hochi Koma. Then the Gemara says, Leman the Yom Azochem. Could be everyone holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azai. So everyone holds we go Basar Umdene. Now, so now we have a psashtikal problem. If you go Basar Umdene, so what's the svara? We just mentioned the Umdene is that if his daughter won't be able to derive benefit from the Nadna Daita Dahochi, he wasn't maskim to give a Nadna. The boss of Hochi Koma, Lamad Yom Azocha, the Atkan Le Koma Rabbi Loza, Elo, Medidei Ledido. That's Davke Medidei Ledido, Bliakni Lo, Elo, Amenas, Le Kainzo, Mishum Chibas Chupe. This is the only reason. Why was he Mechaib himself at Toisves? Mishum Chibas Chupe. Avo, Medido Ledidei. But, Why was the father mechayev himself an adam? Afilu abeloza moide de dailono beumdene shel chitun nisuyin. So the umdene of chitun nisuyin is enough that he was mechayev himself. Afal gav dikesu umdene achine. Now we have another umdene. Dailonu ba'umdenizu kivin dahavi medidah ledidei. V'loidomi lahi de Rabbi Lozo dahavi medidei ledidah v'yavi shayach hosom umdena achine have umdinen. Thesis is very, very unclear. I didn't find anyone who should say pshat in Thesis. My shvager wanted to say pshat in Thesis as follows. That the Gemara is saying as follows. Everyone holds a Kabbalah as a Ben Yaakov. Now, Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov says that if he was mechayv himself taisvis, the reason he was mechayv him taisvis was for nesuin amnas lekonso. That's his mechayv himself taisvis. That's the reason for the chiyuv. So memele, if he died before nesuin, so there's no chiyuv. He says, the Sibas, that an Ansadi is Mechayv himself only for Chibas Nisuin. Now, the Hischayvis to pay the Nadin, what the Ov is Mechayv himself to pay the Nadin, is also for the Nisuin, for the Chibas Nisuin. Now, here there was a Nisuin. So, Be'emison, let us just cheshbin one cheshbin before we go a little further. That means Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria said she only deserves the taisvis if there'll be nesuin. That's the only reason he was giving the taisvis. If he dies before nesuin, so he wasn't mechayv himself to give her anything if there won't be nesuin. Why does the father want to give the nadin? Also because of nesuin. There's nesuin, so he wants to give the nadin. Was there nesuin? Yes, there was nesuin. So mitzad, this umdene, that why the father was mechayv the nadin is because of this nesuin, because of the chitun. So there was a chitun, there was a nesuin. So therefore he should get it. So memele, so this is not doime to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria already. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is no sibes achiyev. He only is mechayv himself to be nesuin. Here, there was nesuin. There's another cheshbon, but maybe That means even though there's a reason that he should get it, but maybe there's a reason to be mevatel the nadin. There's a psalada cheshben. That he holds, you don't go. That cheshben already is that's not doimet Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was going that the ikar his chayvis was only for this, so there's no reason for this chayvis. Masha'en came over here, there is a reason for this chayvis. There's another cheshben, maybe he wouldn't want this chayvis. That he doesn't hold. That he doesn't hold. So Mamele, so therefore you go basa the first umdenit. That means mididole di day. So the criteria why the hischaivus was made, we reached already. We reached the criteria. They got married. So now you want to say, but there's another cheshben. He doesn't hold of that cheshben. Now, V'loidomi lahid Rabbi Elazar dahave mididei ledido. That there is no reason for the ischaivus if he died before the nesuin. V'yhave shayech osam umdena achine have umdina. Now this lachere means, that means if there'd be a cheshben that he wanted to give her mishas eirisin, we would have given also. That means, if we have an umdene that he wants to give, he has a reason to give, so we would say he owes a mishas eirisin also, if we would have such a chesed. That means, if it comes an umdene to give, if we have such an umdene, so it was written to give. Now we have an umdin that was only written because of Nisun. If we would have another umdin that it wasn't given for this, it would be chal b'shaseres nos. But lemaisa, there's no such umdin. Masha'en kain here, the umdin to give was because of this. Now I want to be mevatel because of a zaita gezach. That we don't say. Now I just want to jump a little bit. We'll see that's l'chayre pshat in Taisviz. But just let's jump down. Taisvis asks on the Lashon of the Gemara from the Rabbein and the Rabbeinu Tam. Let's just go three lines before the lines start getting wide. V'oid dochuk tzas l'Rabbeinu Tam. The Malay lahaskir mididei ledido, mididei ledidei. The Gemara said that this is, here's mididei ledido, isn't all that. Avle lameima atkale koma rabloz amishim delay nisays. Because there was no nisuin. The ischaivus is because of the nisuin. That's the reason for the ischaivus. Avalach the nisays loy. Hear the what? That's the purpose of the ischaivus. That's the ikar nekude. That means it's no dimyan to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said the ischaivus was amanas lekoinza. And he was koinza. And that other umdin, he doesn't hold this strong enough to be mevatel. So that's the ikar. Not mididei. But it seems that's lechayre pshat according to the Rabbeinu Tam. But now let's go further. But let me just give one more hakdam, and then we'll appreciate Taisus late, and Taisus is going to ask on the Rabbeinu Tam. This whole cheshben, we have a machlekes, the Rabbonon and Rab Nosson. The Rabbonon said the father meant only if his daughter will derive benefit from it also. This whole cheshben is dafke if the nadin is by the shver. This we'll see later in Taisus. That's clear like that. If the nadin is by the shver, and now you want to pull teeth from the shver, you want to, the daughter died, then you're coming to the shver, shver leibin, you know, look, he showed the ksubi, you know, it says the ksubi. So the shver says, Adam Leibin, you know, I only meant it if my daughter will also derive benefit, but if never she's dead, I'm keeping the nadin. But we'll see if it was already given over already to the Adam to take it back because of this cheshben das nisht. He says, the Rabbeinu Tam's whole umdene was, he wasn't mechayiv himself to give it if his daughter won't derive benefit from it. So it's a numdene to give it out of his reshus. But if it was given already, it's not an umdene to be mevatel what was given already. But now we'll understand a few things. Upasik Rabbeinu Tam, v'chein Rabbeinu Chananu, ke Rabbonon de Rabnosen, that what? That he doesn't get the Naden. Because that's the first lashon of the Gemara, because the Rabbon holds the Kabbalah and says, "I go basarum dene." But skin in hilchus the kavose pek afalpi. Bafa gav the dochi yashas. What's the raya that this machlokes is like a Kabbalah and says, "I could be everyone holds the Kabbalah and says, 'I loy the kolam Kabbalah the chui ba'amu ve the chui loy samchinim.'" Vahoyre Rabbeinu Tam Aloch Elamayse. Bechoson Echod Shemeso Ishtoi. Vahoyo Avi Hakale Murzik Benedunye. That's the key word in the Rabbeinu Tam. That the Avi Hakale was Murzik in the Nedunye. And now the Choson came to the Shver and he said, "Now what's with the Naden?" So when the Tam says it's a sugya in Ksubis, the Hilam Shad, the sugya is speaking about, after that speaking about by Nesuyin already, and there was Nesuyin. That is one thing. Va'oid tike. Now the Rabbeinu Tam made a takone. Loi mikoyach ha'aloche. Then he made a takone. Loi mikoyach ha'aloche. Sha'afilu, this is not Medina de Gemara, this is Atakonis de Rabbeinu Tam. Sha'afilu Baal Muzik. Afilu the Baal got it. Sha'yachzir imeisa b'seir shona. He made Atakon go. That if she died in a year, forget about it. Sha'yachzir imeisa b'seir shona. V'choza boi b'seif yom of meyaisa takone. That takone b'seif yom of he was chayza, right? But that's not Medina de Gemara. That's to take out from him and that's man Tarshona. This was a takona. Bahad amrinim beperik metzias aisha hapoisik mois lachosnoi. A person was mechayev mois lachosnoi umeis chosnoi and. Yochelu sheyoyma, and now the brother wants to be miyabim, and we're talking about the money. There was a nadin involved, so it says yochelu sheyoyma lochicha hayisi reitzel litein loch I efshi litein. So he tells him, "Spaisik mois lachosnei for him. I wanted to give a nadin, not for you." Uporich bi Yerushalmi leidvorim haniknim b'amirehain. I mean, well, I wanted to give it. It's dvorim haniknim b'amirehain. It was paisik, matop gemacht. And this is, heinein advorim haniknim b'amirehain. Umishani, so the Yerushalmi answers, k'sheposak amenas lichneis. So Yerushalmi answers, yeah, the psike is, if he would have made nisuin. The brother only made Eirisin. Brother made Edison, so, you want to be miyabim now. You want to make nisuin. I'm sorry. The ischaivus was to your brother. Not to you. You're a nice person. I have nothing against you personally, but b'meila, the mashme, but let's see the whole, now let's see, the mashme im konas. But what would be if the brother would have made nisuin? The brother would have made nisuin. Im konas goiva ochiv. Then it's already fafalim. Then he's goiva. Now, even though there's a svore, we just said, now let's appreciate the kasha of Taisvus. That Lechayre, he says, I don't want to give, it's going to end up by the Yavam. It's going to end up by the Yavam. I don't want to give to the Yavam. The Chosin died. I don't want to give to the Yavam. And the Yerushalmi seems to say, after Nisuin, what do you mean? Till Nisuin, you can say, but after Nisuin, it's too late already.
is leikoshe midi, the perish rabbeinu tam, the hosom arebiti kayemes, vayoven roitze liyabmo. So Tosfos answers, the rabbeinu tam just said something else according to the rabbonon. If his daughter, that rabbeinu tam said, after nisuin, still the nadin is not, doesn't have to be given after the skin. That means if the daughter is going to die. If the daughter died, so the daughter, that's what the Chachamim held. The Chachamim held, even though I made a nadin for Nisuin, but I meant if my daughter will also derive benefit. The nadin is for the Nisuin. That's 100% right. But now that the daughter will be able to derive benefit from the nadin. If the daughter dies right after the nisun, and died to dochi, I didn't mean that's what Rabbeinu Tam said. We pasken like the Rabbonon, but over here his daughter is alive. The chosen died, so that has nothing to do with our sugya. That means if the daughter was alive, there was nisun already, so finished. So that was not macht. He'll give an adn if there'll be a manas lichnis. He said there was a knis and the daughter's alive. So finished. So now the yovel wants to be miyabim. So your daughter will have an or from the nechosim. So there's no shaykhis at all with our gemara. V'hod amrinim b'teires koyinim. V'tam lorik keichachem. So the Teres Koinim says, "Mustama pashas bechul kaisai." What's tam lorik keichachem? Zeh shepoisik lebita imomim merube. Meisa besoich shibes yemei hamishte. Vehivsed bita vehivsed mamainai.